Dubai's favorite salt is heading to Egypt. And where? That's the question. Is it the North Coast? Some people are saying, yes, that's true. Lastly, Israel is furious as France just 4 weapon stands at Paris Air Show. So the very first story is the Abu Dhabi Infrastructure Summit. It's a very big summit. It's a very important event. If you're anywhere related to it, just go there. So it's starting today from June 17th till June 18th, today and tomorrow. And Smashy Business is a proud official media partner. Entry is completely free. Just register now at adisummit.ae and head over to witness over 200 billion worth of future projects in motion, from smart cities to sustainable infrastructure. Abu Dhabi is rewriting the playbook, and this is your front row seat.
Well, if I'm not wrong, even Words is there right now as we're speaking. So with the theme Future Cities, Rethinking Infrastructure for Better Lifestyles, that's the theme, today's sessions brings together top decision makers, global experts and private sector innovators for 2 days of exclusive panels, exhibitions and networking. The event is backed by Modon as headline partner and Bloom Abu Dhabi Investment Office and Etihad Rail as strategic partners. If you're in construction, tech, investment or urban planning, this is where you need to be today.
And that's what we can say. Register now at adisummit.ae, an opportunity for international company investors, developers, consultants, technology and solution providers, architecture firms and business operators to establish business operations and partnership prospects in Abu Dhabi, which is known as the capital of capital. The coin was termed 2 years ago by the added ADG chairman. Yeah. So we'll be there. Word is there. She's the usual culprit with me on the show. Today, Annika has joined us. So the very first story after this that we're discussing is Adam Neumann, one of the guys very famous for his role at WeWork, which when it went for IPO was valued at billions of dollars. But when it IPO'd, a lot of funding problems, a lot of money problems came out. But now, in a major vote of confidence for Saudi Arabia's real estate sector, Adam Neumann, the controversial co-founder of WeWork and current CEO of Flow, has revealed he raised the full $300 million needed for Flow's Saudi expansion exclusively from local investors. Speaking on the Ben and Mark show, Neumann confirmed that 33 Saudi investors and banks backed Flow's acquisition of 5 residential buildings in the kingdom, marking the company's first international venture.
Flow Narjis, the debut project, soft launched in August 2024 in Riyadh's Al Narjis district. The deal was made possible with support from Seco Capital and Safa Investments. Flow achieved positive net operating income within 6 months, suggesting early signs of commercial success and a promising rebound for Neumann after his high-profile exit from WeWork and its subsequent fall from a $47 billion valuation.
And the investment underscores growing international interest in Saudi real estate driven by the kingdom's Vision 2030 transformation goals. With 3 buildings operational and 2 already pre-leased for 5 years, Flow is signaling intent to scale further across the kingdom.
As the company eyes deeper expansion, this move could open the door for more U.S. startups and VCs to enter the Saudi market, particularly in residential and prop tech sectors. For Neumann, it's not just a comeback, it's a calculated bet on a region that's rapidly redefining the future.
And talking about real estate, Saudi real estate is, to be honest, we always talk about Dubai real estate, right? It's the best bet right now. But Saudi real estate is also growing because we have so many big events coming and people will need stuff. People will need places to stay at. And I think a lot of people will just buy the property and turn it into small apartments for rent and all that. So it is moving, the property market in Saudi Arabia.
100%.
Have you been to Saudi?
I have not been to Saudi, but I have heard that Saudi Arabia is where Dubai was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So it's the up and coming, the promising sector.
Because we had the Dubai Expo, right? So now it's the Riyadh Expo. I remember the last time we discussed something about Dubai, Saudi real estate, Rich told me a very interesting story. He's been to Riyadh a lot of times and he's traveled on those roads. And he said a very interesting thing that it's so congested now. There's so many cars and people who want to live in the center of Riyadh, like if you want to live in the center of Dubai, the rents are very big. Like it's a big amount. It's a big number that comes with it. So I think it's good that we're happy that the real estate is going up and international investment comes in. But the people who are living, sometimes they have a problem and then they move towards the outside.
Yeah.
And then they have to get stuck in traffic like Dubai was stuck in traffic in the morning today.
Traffic but, is a way of life.
Dubai's cult favorite food is the next story. And the brand Salt is heading to Egypt, teasing its upcoming expansion with a playful summer campaign titled Salt Fajaza or Salt on Vacation. The announcement made via social media features beach visuals, travel emojis, and a cryptic call for fans to guess Salt's next stop, strongly hinting at a North Coast pop-up this summer.
So as part of the campaign, Salt has launched a blind vacation giveaway, offering followers a chance to win a trip for two, adding fuel to the hype. This move marks a major step in Salt's regional expansion beyond the GCC, following high-profile appearances in Dubai, Riyadh, and Kuwait.
And known for its viral sliders, minimalist beach shacks, and community-first marketing, Salt has built a devoted fan base across the Gulf. Its entry into Egypt aims to capture the North Coast's summer surge, where demand from affluent locals and tourists is attracting big regional brands.
While the exact location has not been revealed yet, fans are glued to Salt's channels for clues. As the campaign builds momentum, Salt's move could signal a broader push of GCC lifestyle brands into Egypt's growing tourism and F&B sectors.
For example, you have a business. Would you go to Egypt right now with the economy conditions? Is it a good market, do you think?
Me personally, no.
Egypt is a difficult market to enter because I know, see, Dubai has the buying power. Dubai people have the buying power. Saudi people have the buying power right now. Qatar, best buying power, I think, across all GCC countries. But I think Egypt's economy is so bad right now. They're trying to recover. They've done so many deals with UAE, Saudi, Qatar, Kuwait. They're literally doing deals with everyone. And usually what happens is when these deals happen, you literally sell something. But this time Egypt has gone to a different script. They're doing projects with them. So somehow they're doing a project with UAE on one of the seaside areas.
The knot.
Knot or something. But it's a very nice project.
I remember seeing the ruler.
When he went to Egypt, it was announced. The thing is that they're not just selling out their stuff and be like, okay, just give us money so we can get rid of the debt. They're actually building projects.
Yeah.
So the concept of New Cairo, Grand Egyptian Museum, unfortunately, it was pushed to Q4 2024. It was supposed to open on July 3. But a lot of things that you see in Egypt, somehow they're making sense. The startups, they get so much funding in Egypt.
And speaking of F&B in particular, before Salt, I remember, I think last year, Pickle had also announced that they were launching in Egypt. But I think they were more definite about their location.
I think they know the location. They're just playing with
Actually,
people.
I did a quick search for Pickle. And I know that they're on Park Street West, East, and Seashell and Al Ameen. Al Ameen is, I feel like, the most up and coming because I feel like I've seen it come about in a lot of places. Yeah. So
it's good that I think after like all the usual suspects, every brand is now moving to Egypt. A lot of them have been there or are there. But
or the founders are from there and they're just here.
So they want like UAE, Saudi to be the main markets, Qatar and Kuwait to an extent, maybe Bahrain and Oman. And then they're like, Egypt should be there. And there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people who will buy, who have resonance with the brands.
Yeah.
Because they've been to Dubai or there's someone is in Dubai.
Yeah.
And they've eaten those brands. Good market to go to if you're an F&B person or even if you're any type of company. Egypt is a good market right now. Seeing
this is
the
very
trend
funny
that's happening.
Because Majid talked himself out of his own perspective in the beginning.
It's fine. Sometimes you talk and you realize, this is not the point. This is the point. But yeah, and what's happening with Israel at the Paris Air Show. So apparently they had like 8 stands there. 3 of them were smaller companies. 1 was the Israel Ministry of Defense. And then there were 4 companies. And so tensions flared at the Paris Air Show. It was yesterday that it happened that France shut down the main Israeli defense company stands, citing refusal to remove offensive weapons from display. The move affected Israel's top defense firms, which are namely Elbit Systems, Rafael, IAI, and U-Vision, and drew immediate condemnation from Israel's defense ministry, obviously calling it outrageous and politically motivated.
A source told Reuters that the French security authorities issued clear instructions ahead of the air show asking Israeli firms to take down offensive or kinetic weapon systems, but the companies did not comply. In response, a black wall was erected overnight, cutting off the Israeli pavilions from the rest of the show. Three smaller Israeli booths and the Defense Ministry stand remain open.
And if you're watching the show, you can see the black walls and all the military people standing there guarding those places. So Israel's Defense Ministry obviously accused Iran of using political and commercial rivalry to block competitors. This is what they do. They are always playing the victim card, be it the genocide in Gaza or wherever. But IAI CEO Boaz Levy went further, likening the blackout to a dark period. So it's weird. But again, these people, they're crying. But it's. I think, to be honest, if you're going to any event, like if you come to UAE and you give you a guideline, and if you follow that guideline, good. If you don't follow the guideline, the country or the exhibition or the organizers, they have the right to do that.
Yeah.
You have to learn to follow the rules, right?
Yep.
So they didn't follow the rules and they never followed the rules. We have realized that.
Yes. France, now this is very interesting that it's happening in France because France is a long-time Israeli ally. And it has hardened its stance on Netanyahu's government amid the Gaza war and strikes on Iran.
Yeah.
The air show organizers say that they're working hard to find a resolution, but the move marks a rare public diplomatic rift between France and Israel on one of the global defense industry's biggest stages.
Yeah, and at the air show, Airbus
this
already...
This is not the only time I know, because if I'm not wrong, yes, very recently, the president of France was in Egypt.
Yeah.
And over there, he kept talking about not making things worse, because he met with several... refugees from Gaza, and he was talking about stopping the war, or like, you know, putting an end to it, or at least not supporting any further occupation of land. And then after that, if I'm not wrong, an Israeli leader hit back saying that let's open a mini Gaza in the French Riviera.
Yeah.
So there was this...
The funny thing is that all this recently started. It's not like they have a very long history, like since the creation or the stolen land of Israel that they made through all that. France has been an ally, and Europe overall has been an ally to Israel. They've always supported their right to exist. Everyone supports their right to exist. We just don't support their right to kill everyone else. The thing is that France has been the first country whose president came forward, as you said, and they were clearly like, stop it.
Yeah.
The very first time, like, stop it.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And after that, it's been quite a weird drama. And they are saying, the Defense Ministry of Israel is saying that this is the reason, this political backing of Palestine, because France is trying to recognize Palestine as a state as well.
Yes.
And that is why they're saying, oh, this is the reason they're doing it. Keeping away from the fact that they were given clear guidelines not to use offensive weapons and kinetic weapons, and they still put it on display. So that's the problem.
Yeah.
They were banned or they were blackwalled because of rules. And they are crying, oh, that political reason. That is the problem for me. They never let you see the basic logical law-based thing. They'll always divert it towards something, oh, this is a black day, or this is politically motivated. No, it's not.
It's
this
the...
is basic rules following. Like, you come to UAE, there's so many exhibitions that some of the world's biggest exhibitions take place. They have a very clear guideline. Even if you move your stand a little bit, 1 inch here or there, or try to take 1 inch here and there, there are rules. And rules are there.
You cannot just go around seizing other land.
Yeah, you can't treat every country or every land like you're treating Palestine, trying to just grab it and be like, okay, we can do that. So yeah, that's what's happening in the world of business. Just to close it up and just to tell you again, ADISummit.ae, go there, register. If you're in Abu Dhabi, if you're even in Dubai, if you're in any way related to infrastructure, just go to the event. It's a very nice event. It's a two-day event. So today is day one. Opening has taken place at 10, but it's going to be a nice event. Just go there.
And that is a wrap for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Smashy Business Show. Make sure to follow us across all social media channels at Smashy Business and stay ahead with our daily newsletter. You'll find the subscription link in the description.
And this has been a Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. A big shout out to our 1.5 million monthly listeners across all platforms. I checked yesterday, it's 1.5 still. Please let us make it and jump to 2 million. We're trying our best. We have so many podcast assets, products that you can listen to if you're into Love in Dubai, Love in, if you're into Abu Dhabi News, Abu Dhabi. We have 22 cities across the Love In platform.
And basically, then however you consume your news, whichever kind of news you want to consume, we've got something for you.
And we have Smashy Business and Smashy Sports. Sports happens on Monday and Friday. So you can listen to that as well. Please help us go to 2 million listeners per month. Thank you very much. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.